Here we are,
the greeter says as we arrive at the table. I'm immediately confused.
I think you have the wrong table. This isn't...
Sarah?
A strange man at the table says. I stare at him in utter confusion.
It's me, Harrison,
he says as he stands to give me a big hug, which I have no idea how to receive because, once again, this man is not Harrison. Have I entered Bizarro World? We sit down at the table, and I squint through the darkness at the man who is not Harrison. It turns out that he sort of, maybe, resembles the Harrison from the photos, but not very much.
It's nice to meet you in person,
he says, then starts to ramble off all the usual small talk. I squint again. Harrison definitely had sharper cheekbones in his photo, and bigger lips, and hair that wasn't thinning. This Harrison is still decently handsome, but he looks like the older brother of the man I'm supposed to be meeting with.
Did you hear that, Finn?
They were talking about someone, a student, and didn't sound good.
In a fervent whisper, she said, This is gonna sound crazy. The one who's in trouble? I can't help but feel that it's me.
Don't be silly, Ivy.
Who do you think that man was? That man with the selector?
I don't know. All I care about is getting you back to the hall safely.
Do you suppose they'll know we were here?
I'm certain if we're not back soon, they will. We've got to leave now,
Finn said firmly.
Ivy couldn't move. She watched glassy-eyed as the female barkeep yanked the tap to fill an enormous pewter tankard with an old man's heady brew. A note to readers. Dear reader, at the young age of 14, I wrote a poem that I never planned on showing anyone. I remember sitting in English class in high school, and the words just poured out of me. For the life of me, I don't even know what we were studying, but that poem would actually serve as my first publishing credit overall, because it later was accepted in a student anthology. That poem was called Love Me for Me. I published this collection of poetry wanting to share my story in a poetic way, but also come out with truths I never shared with anyone. I pray this collection resonates with you. It feeds your soul. It triggers you to do what you need to become your highest self and the best version of you. Most of all, I hope it greets you in the midst of my darkness and better paints the full picture for you that time, love, and setting proper boundaries really does heal all wounds. Lastly, I ask that you practice proper self-care before, during, and after reading this collection. Thank you.